With us by phone is Salameh Nammat. He is the Washington bureau chief of the London-based newspaper Al Hayat. He is now in Syria. Salameh, are you there?
Yes.
What has been the reaction of people where you are?
Well, there was first a general sense of disbelief that this happened. People were running to their, looking for a TV set or a radio to listen to the news, to watch the footage that was coming out of Baghdad, the pictures of Saddam Hussein, to make sure that it is true, because most people did not expect the Iraqi leader to go down without a fight, to surrender just like that without a shot being fired. So it is a bit shocking. There is a sense of cautious, joyous, I don't know how to describe it, first disbelief and then joy that this finally happened, but I think it will take a bit of time before it sinks in that there is a new chapter in the history of the country that has been opened now.
Elaborate on that a little bit. What does the capture mean? What do you mean by new chapter?
There was a sense at certain times there were conspiracy theories that maybe Saddam was not going to be captured. Maybe the Americans deliberately did not want to capture him so as to use him as a scarecrow to scare people, the Iraqis, that he might return to justify their continuous occupation of Iraq. This has been put to sleep, obviously. There was speculation that maybe Saddam will eventually drain the American forces, a war of attrition, enough casualties among the American and allied forces, they will eventually leave and he would make a comeback. Now this looks very, very remote. Obviously, it looks impossible now. And this, in a sense, opens a new chapter in the history of the country, of Iraq, and also sends a very powerful message to everybody in the region, to dictators in the region, that the Americans are indeed serious about their project in Iraq.
What reaction might the pictures that have been broadcast of Saddam Hussein have on the people who have seen them in your region?
I think that, people who had some sympathy for the Iraqi leader have lost that sympathy. First, because he did not fight. He did not fight to the bitter end. He let the Iraqis die, but he, when the regime fell on April 9th, he did not put up a fight. He went underground. The other Iraqis were dying on his behalf, and now when he was captured, again, he did not put up a fight, and he was pushing other people to resist the American occupation, but he himself was hiding safely, trying to be safe, and without putting himself at risk. So in that sense, the images that were shown were very, very, very striking, had a lot of effect on people who believed maybe the man had something in him, that he would fight like any other historic leader, regardless of how much of a dictator he was, how much he was hated by his own people. Yet these images have again put to sleep the myth of Saddam Hussein, the man who would fight to the bitter end.
Salameh, I know from your position this might be difficult to answer, but do you think this might make the reconstruction of Iraq after the war easier?
I think definitely it will be easier, because all those who were probably betting on the situation continuing with Saddam basically regrouping and getting more organized opposition. Of course, obviously also he had something like $1 billion with him. He was using, he pulled that money out of the Central Bank of Iraq a day before the war started. And now lots of people who have been fighting on his behalf will no longer do that. There is a possibility many of them might surrender and to the allied forces. The incentive to fight has been greatly reduced. It doesn't mean that there won't be those who are desperate, those who were associated with the Saddam Hussein regime, who know that if they're caught by the Iraqi people, they'll probably be killed. Those are too desperate to surrender because they know their fate and they probably will continue to fight until the end.
So briefly, you still expect some resistance?
Yes, I believe there will continue to be some resistance. It will be reduced over the coming weeks.
Salameh Nammat is the Washington bureau chief of the London-based newspaper Al Hayat. We reached him in Syria. Salameh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.